Hey, baseball fans, if you enjoyed this...
There it goes! See ya! Oh, what a shot by Stanton!
Then you're gonna love MLB Lockout. The World Series happens every year.
Boring.
But a major work stoppage hasn't happened since 94-95.
Historic.
You thought Yankees-Red Sox was fun? It's got nothing on Clark Manfred. Yeah, Mike Trout, he's pretty good. But can he negotiate like Bruce Meyer? Oh, you think there's nothing better than Wrigley Field on a warm day?
Hot dogs here!
Well, wait till you see the inside of a Hilton conference room. Free Wi-Fi. There will be legal briefs, fancy letterhead, and lawyers. Lawyers! Lawyers! Baseball's cool, but the lockout is fire!
Yep, we have a lockout. And that's not good for anybody. This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit Two by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. You guys enjoyed that?
That was very good.
That's how I feel about the whole thing, too. I love conference rooms. I just did a whole segment on my Cheap Heat podcast this week about how the only hotels I enjoy are hotels that are big enough to staff literally a meeting of a Fortune 500 company. That's how I do it. So a Hilton conference room? Mwah.
Let's bring in the guy who knows a lot more about this than any of us, and that is our good buddy, Buster Only. Buster, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just looking at it from 30,000 feet going, oh, no.
Now, I don't know if you heard the open, but I've been talking to a couple of people today, and most of the people I speak to, looking at February before anything even gets close to being solved. Would you agree with that?
No, I think it's longer than that. In fact, you know, we had a baseball tonight last night leading up to the deadline, and I got a text from, an experienced agent, and he said that he sent a note to his clients, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day, Happy Easter, and I'll talk to you again around Flag Day, which is June 14th.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this, it absolutely, at this point, and look, we're prisoners of the moment. In this moment, it absolutely feels like we got a scorched earth situation going on, where the two sides, you know, this is, they're going to war. And, and if that's the case, you know, and before we, you know, dive into each side, I'd say from 30,000 feet, I can't imagine the sport being in a more fragile position in terms of questions about, you know, leaking popularity, and are the games too long and connecting with the younger generation. The timing is not great, and you wonder what's going to be left of the product in general by the time this is all settled, and that might be for a long time.
Listen, I realize there are things that both sides feel like they desperately need, Buster, but you go to war when there's literally no other option, that if you don't go to war, you're going to die anyway. But neither side is anywhere near something like that. So is it just that they hate each other so much, or are these issues life or death to them?
I really believe that, and I know you guys have heard Jeff Passan talk about this, that because I'm hearing the same voices. When they Player Association Major League Baseball agreed to that deal back in 2016, that night you had longtime agents, people on team side saying, oh, my God, this deal is a disaster for the players, and they are going to lose so much ground. And they have, you know, from 2014, the mid-level free agents have gone, the middle-class free agents have gone from an average contract 11.8 to last winter 6.2 million, almost half. And so the feeling was coming off that deal was, oh my God, this is going to lead to a labor war. And in the conversations between the two sides, you know, the players are trying to take back the financial ground with this deal in one swoop. And that's where we are, and the disagreements are significant. And I've said this, you know, in the past, while I've covered, you know, past regimes on both sides in terms of leadership, I've never seen a more, a relationship that has less cooperation, less collaboration, less, you know, swapping of ideas, and more like two sides sitting in two bunkers and just firing off mortars at each other, as opposed to having conversations, you know, in the way that, Gene Orza and Don Fear and, Manfred in the past when he first took over, et cetera, when he would actually, while they couldn't stand each other at times and they disagreed, they would swap ideas. These two sides, they don't do that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know what's interesting? Usually, of late, I will say of late, when Rob Manfred opens his mouth, he doesn't help himself. But he said something today that I thought was quite telling. He said the Baseball Players Union would never trade the contract that they hate right now for any contract in basketball, hockey, or football. And he's right. So the Players Association, I don't think, Buster, can realistically think they're going to make back all the ground that they lost because they signed an awful deal 5 years ago.
Well, the question is, and this is a suspicion, on management side, the question is their long game, the Players Association long game, going to be one that leads to the courts? In other words, if they feel like there's some unfair practice going on, if they disagree with everything and they decertify and they go to court, you know, is that part of their long game strategy? Regardless of whether or not you know, the particular terms of the deal, whether, you know, we feel like that it's more advantageous or not, do they feel like that in the end is part of the, you know, how they're going to get resolution? And maybe that's the case. Maybe it's all, you know, part of a larger strategy to go to court and to win back ground that way. But, of course, you and I both know that could take a long
But that's
long,
how they won in 95. I mean, Sotomayor, you know, pretty much bailed the players out. Up to that point, I think there were players that were teetering. And I thought you brought up a great point today, Buster. We didn't have social media then. So, you know, we were covering teams at that point, and you would try to reach out for players. But for the most part, the union kept the dissenters pretty much quiet. Now the dissenters have a megaphone to any place they want. It's going to be very interesting to see if they could tamp down those 300 people now that don't have a job.
And all the players, you know, once you start getting in, let's say they actually do get into mid-March we start the season, or the season doesn't start on time, and people start to lose paychecks among the players, That's a lot of people to try to quiet down. I'm sure you've told those stories about, you know, Lenny Dykstra and other players in the union meetings dissenting and other players saying, shut up. Well, you can't do that with social media as much. And by the way, it can work on the other side too, where you've seen today in social media, the players all pulling together and putting pressure. The owners haven't experienced anything like this, where they're going to be, you know, demonized to a point. There are just so many more different dynamics that go into this. That's like throwing gasoline onto a fire. It is kind of mind blowing to see, you know, this mutual destruction going on.
Now, to a large audience, Buster, this is all new territory, but we're of a certain age. We've been through all this before, where Marvin Miller and Donald Fear were names that were ingrained in our psyche, and I'm sure you were as well, covering them. Those were pros. Those were sharks. They really knew what they were doing, had a history of negotiating and hard labor negotiations. Do the players have that now?
And I think that's, Don, I think that's a question that you're only going to be able to answer after we play it out, right? If, in fact, they wind up going this strategy, going through the courts and decertifying and that sort of thing. I can tell you, and I wrote a piece about this, and Seth Levinson, who's a prominent agent, you know, quoted by name in my piece, you know, asking about, the question of whether or not you might be able to restore value that the players feel like they lost through that proposal, which has been out there, which is to go to all teams and say, look, you have to spend at least $100 million. And he didn't specify the number, but that idea, I can tell you this, of having a floor for teams in terms of what they need to spend is really attractive to a lot of experienced agents. Like, oh my God, you could restore, you know, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars into free agency by requiring teams to spend at a base level. So you don't have the tanking teams like we see the Orioles now, the Pirates, et cetera. There is definitely disagreement on the player side as there is on the owner's side in terms of how to handle the situation.
Well, you depress me, Buster. You usually don't, but you depress me, especially with the Flag Day comment. So I hope it's not that drastic, but we thank you for giving us some education on this.
All right, guys. Fingers crossed.
Yep, absolutely. That's Buster Olney. So the lockout started at 12:01 this morning. I promise you, everybody, this is not a labor show, a labor discussion show. Obviously, we'll cover it as it happens, but it's like pulling teeth. It's like drilling without anesthesia. It's mind-numbing. It really is. The numbers that they're talking about, and really, you're going to like root from billionaires or millionaires. Really, either side, we can't even imagine what they're thinking to split up this sort of pie.
And please listen to Michael on this and myself, because we're of a certain age, right, Michael? Not just the baseball. We saw it happen in football a couple of times in 1982 and 1987. Remember the scabs there? And, you know, with baseball, go back to 1981, where for whatever reason the CBA expired like during the season, so we had to split the seasons in half. And so we're kind of veterans, and we've seen and we've been through this war before, and we've been very fortunate. We really haven't had to deal with it on any kind of real major level. I mean, the NBA had a little bit where some games were lost about 20 years ago. The NHL certainly canceled a whole season 15 years ago. But from a baseball standpoint, Michael, it's been forever. But the things don't change. And it's just people just want to see their games played again. So, yeah, there's a lot of minutia going around. But at the end of the day, people will take their sides. But you just hope that they get it resolved sooner than later. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be sooner.
All right. Your phone call is 1-800-919-3776. Also, when we come back, we'll reveal something Don said before the show that he's never said before.
Really?
Ever said before. Actually, it was startling, mind-blowing. We'll find out what that is in just a moment here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.